A word for you from Daniel, chapter 2, verse 35, the last part. But the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. As we begin this new year, we're a few days into it, let's remember that the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that will destroy every other kingdom, and he is busy doing it even now. It's not just when he comes in the second coming and for the millennium. Yes, that will be the completion of it. But he started when he was born. Yes, he was the little stone that was cut out of the mountain by no human hand and struck the image that King Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream, this huge image of gold and silver and iron and clay and bronze. All of these things were destroyed, and they were pulverized by this little stone. That it was cut out by no human hand showed to King Nebuchadnezzar, as Daniel describes the dream, that this was divine. It was God himself. And Nebuchadnezzar sensed that. He knew it. Now, it struck the image, destroyed it completely, as we read in Psalm 2, that the Lord holds the nations of the world who stand against him in unity. And it says in verse 9, you shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And here this is the same dashing in pieces. But notice that it's not to destroy and to kill. In fact, the wise men, the enchanters, the magicians and astrologers who could not reveal this dream to King Nebuchadnezzar, they were condemned to death, but through Daniel they were saved. This kingdom is a saving kingdom. As we looked at the previous week in Isaiah 9, that the child born unto us is also known as the Prince of Peace. He expands his kingdom through peace and not through war. And yet he makes war against the devil, the powers in the air, the principalities. Jesus is the victor. And he started that with the Christmas story, the little baby in the manger. This little stone rolled down the mountain and struck the image on its feet, destroyed it. But the stone itself, it says, became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all power is given, is busy expanding his kingdom. I trust that you are part of it. If not, get into his victorious kingdom now.